an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to participate in my recovery. Happy birthday, Calvin.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Welcome to anybody who's new. Do we have any newcomers in here? Any newcomers? Welcome. Welcome to a new way of life. So, I'm nervous, right? And I want to tell you guys that the reason I'm nervous is because I care so much about the responsibility of carrying a message of hope in Narcotics Anonymous, the message that saved my life. And also, I have this character defect called ego, right? I know nobody else shares that character defect in this room. But so my ego, like, it still cares what you think about me, right? But the difference is today, what you think about me will not motivate me to lie up here, right? And so that's the growth of the program of Narcotics Anonymous and how it's worked in my life. And, you know, thank you to the people who came out here to support me, even though I asked them not to. I love you guys. Man, I love you guys. And, you know, like, as soon as I walked up here and I looked at this room, I realized, like, man, every single person in this room wants me to succeed, right?
Right.
Like,
yes.
And if you don't, call your sponsor, you know? But I'm grateful that when I first got here, somebody told me that, like, when we have the opportunity to speak, right, that we share about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, right? Because if they wouldn't have told me that, then I would be over here and over there and over there and over there and over there, and it would be bad, right? So I'm grateful, so grateful for my predecessors. Thank you for praying me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, because without a shadow of a doubt, I know that is how I got here. Right? And so what it was like for me, drugs ruled my life. I lived to use and used to live. I identify with the literature in Narcotics Anonymous so much. They wrote it about me. There's my ego again, right? Every decision that I made in my life was made by my disease, man. Every mask that I decided to wear, every accent that I decided to speak with, whichever eyebrows I drew on that day, they were all decided and determined by my disease, right? And what happened for me is that my predecessors prayed me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I could not stop going to jail, right? And I thought for a really long time that the reason why I kept getting arrested was because I was so badass that the cops were following me and watching me, and they just kept catching me, right? Today, I understand that because I continued to commit the same crimes in the same places over and over again, I was probably vulnerable to those multiple arrests. You know, and it is my story that I got here through the nudge from the judge. You do not have to go to jail to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous, right? Many of us have. And there's hope in that, right? If that's not your story, if you haven't gone to jail as a result of your addiction, as a result of your using, you can, right? I mean, you can. You can go back out there, you can make the decision, and it can just be a yet, right? So, you know, the more time that I've spent in this program doing the work, the more I've come to realize that what it was like of my story is so much less for me today than the what it's like now, right? And I recognize that the newcomer needs to hear something that they can identify with. And so what I can tell you is that when I first came to Narcotics Anonymous, I did not believe that I qualified for membership, because our literature, our steps, our literature tells us that, our tradition tells us that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. And I thought for a long time when I got here that I did not qualify, right? But today, because I've done some work around here, I've come to realize the power of denial. And, you know, I lived my life in denial for so long, and even when I came into the rooms, my disease and my denial, they wanted to take that membership away from me, right? But today, I realize that I always wanted another way to live. I just did not know that it was possible. And I certainly didn't think that it would be possible for me. So I told you guys, right, the nudge from the judge, you know, I ended up, let me just tell you a little bit about that first experience of my higher power, who I choose to call God, working in my recovery, right? So I had caught a lot of cases. I was in jail. I was looking at 9 years, not because I did anything really cool, but because when you keep committing the same crimes over and over and over again, you get something called priors, and then they like to add extra years on there because you're really fucking stupid, and so they want to help you with that, you know? So my best thinking at that time was that I should go ahead and like keep fighting, and because I know how to do that. Surrender, fight, yes, right? And so I'm gonna keep fighting, and if I lose, then I'm gonna go to jail for 9 years, you know? I'm gonna go to the county jail for 9 years, yeah. But if I do that, then all the people who I care about in my life, all the people who I respect, they will respect me. Right? If I go do 9 years, they'll definitely be thinking about how much they respect me the whole time I'm locked up. And that was my best thinking. That was the best thing that I hoped for myself. And fortunately, I have a higher power that does for me what I cannot do for myself, and did it for me that day. Right, so it's past the time that the last case can be heard. My lawyer is telling me, like, you really got to make a decision, and I really think that you should make this decision to take this deal, which would require me to go to a treatment center. I couldn't make my decision. There was so much pressure. All of a sudden, something just came over me, and I was like, okay, fine, whatever, I'll take the deal. But those words just came out of my mouth without my permission. And so that's what happened, right? And I know today, I don't know a lot, right? Narcotics Anonymous has taught me that, but I know with my whole being that that was God working in my life in that moment.
Absolutely.
No, and that is one of numerous examples throughout my recovery. And of course, today, I can see all the ways that God worked in my life before I got here too. I can see all the times that he saved me. And you know, it is my story that I should have died out there. Like that's a lot of our stories. And why I get to be here and some other people don't is none of my business. What's my business is what I'm gonna do today with the fact that I get to be here. You know, so I ended up being introduced to Narcotics Anonymous through a treatment center. Rosa, are you in here? Hey, girl. there's somebody in this room who saw me with 0 days clean. She can tell you that I was very classy. I was introduced to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous through a treatment center, and fortunately there were people in that treatment center who were members of the program of Narcotics Anonymous who knew the importance of membership in the program of Narcotics Anonymous if I wanted to maintain long-term recovery, right? Because treatment is not recovery, right? It's what I do when I have the opportunity to make bad choices, right? What do I do then? So, you know, I thought that I was gonna get away with it one more time, right? I was gonna go to treatment, I was gonna come to these meetings, whatever, and then eventually, like, my time would be up, and then I could go back out there and be like, ha ha ha, got over on the man, you know? But something happened, like, in spite of myself, right? You guys happened. The program of Narcotics Anonymous happened to me, right? Like, a God, like, working in my life happened to me. And I just wanna share a little bit about, like, my journey, my growth, in this program, you know, it's like really interesting how difficult this is for me today, because when I first got here, I could not shut the fuck up. All right? When I first got here, like, I wanted to be the center of attention, right? Like, when I first got here, I had something to say at every single meeting. I had something to tell you about yourself, right? Like, I had something to tell you about myself, but it wasn't the truth, you know? And today, like, I know that I've grown in this program because, you know, that's not who I am today, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, when I see that person that was me in a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, right, like, I have so much empathy and so much hope for them. You know, I'm really grateful for my ability to look at any addict in a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous with compassion and love. I'm so grateful for that. And, so, the first commitment that I took was at a Sunday night meeting. I actually met my husband there, but that wasn't the commitment I took. You know, I was like, yes, I want to be the literature girl, right? Because the literature girl gets to say, like, up here on this rack. Right. I loved that so much, right? Like, so that's, God used that part of me to motivate me to get a commitment at a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, right? Like, that's how my God works in my life, you know? And because I started to hear you guys talking about, you know, being of service, right? And like, I had kind of thought I had an idea about what that meant. And I got to join a committee. I got to join the subcommittee, the activities committee. And like, that was really important to me because when I had, this was around 6-7 months clean. And when I had 7 months clean, I still wasn't sure. Like, I definitely knew that it was like worth like still kind of exploring, checking it out. Cause it was better than, a lot better than what I had before I got here. But I wasn't sure. I gave myself permission to decide not to stay if I was gonna make that decision, right? But I was still on probation and I didn't wanna go to jail at that point, thank God, right? So that kept me motivated to keep doing what you guys told me to do to a degree. So I joined this activities committee and it was December and we were gonna have the marathon meetings. And you know, one more time, I'm like, oh my gosh, what an opportunity to show everybody how amazing I am, right? Like, we got the marathon meetings and nobody wants to take this time slot, like 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Christmas morning. Nobody wants to take that time slot. And if you don't know what the marathon meetings are, right, during the holidays where lots of addicts might need this community, this fellowship, right? We hold, many areas have a meeting every hour for like 3 days to get everybody through those holidays. And so somebody from the committee generally, at least back then, this is how it went, had to sort of be there to host it. So of course I'm like, yes, I will do that. You're welcome. And so I get there and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm ready to be seen. I'm ready, right? And then it's like 3:20 in the morning. Nobody's there. It's just me. 3:45, just me, you know? And then like 4 o'clock comes around. I always get emotional when I share this, but 4 o'clock in the morning comes around and two kids, right? Two young newcomers walk into that room, right? And it's me and these two newcomers at 4 o'clock on Christmas morning. And for that hour, they had somewhere to be. For that hour, they did not get loaded, you know? And that was the first time that I experienced the power of service in Narcotics Anonymous. And I started to understand what this program is about, right? And like, when I was out there running amok, like I always wanted to feel powerful. Everything I did was about feeling powerful because I was scared and I felt so small. And then I started to experience a different kind of power here in Narcotics Anonymous, the power of hope. Man, you know, the power of the spiritual principles. And that changed the course of my recovery. And I'm so grateful again that God used my character defect of ego to get me to a place where I could experience the program of Narcotics Anonymous. That is how big my God is, you know. So, how much time do I have? Woo, that went fast. Okay, so let me tell you guys what I do to stay clean today, right? So I have a clean date. I'm going to share it with you because it's the most important day of my life. It's June 22nd, 2012. I don't have 30 years like all the speakers that we will be hearing this weekend. But, you know, if I stay clean just for today, for a lot more just for today, then I can get there. And I have a sponsor, right? I work steps. I want to tell you guys, like, I thought I worked 12 steps in Narcotics Anonymous because I did the sponsor cha-cha, right? I work steps 1, 2, 3 with my first sponsor, God rest her soul. And then I work steps 1, 2, 3 with my second, and steps 1, 2, 3 with my third. And then by the time I did 1, 2, 3 with my fourth, I'm like, whoop, work 12 steps. But that's not how it works around here, right? And so when I finally worked step 3, at the time in my recovery that I was ready to understand step 3, that I was ready to understand what it means, you know, to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand Him, like, that was when I was ready. And then I was able to move forward in my process, right, in my steps. And, you know, I believe in service in Narcotics Anonymous with my whole heart. My recovery is substantially different when I'm not participating in service and when I am. I have sponsees. They're fucking amazing. And many of them, like, keep me in the work because I've got to fucking beat them. Like, catch up, you know? You know who you are. She's in here somewhere. There she is. But... you know, I work steps, I'm of service, I have a God in my life, right? If I have access to nothing else, right? If I can't find a meeting, if nobody answers the phone, if I don't have literature, man, like, I always have access to the God of my understanding, and it's the reason why it's the most important relationship in my life today. Because I can't do anything on my own. Everything that I do in my life that is good is because of God and because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Every good thing that I have in my life, every relationship, every success, every good thing that I have in my life is because I surrendered to this program. And so, you know, if you're in this room and you're not sure, well, if you're in this room, you probably belong here, because I'm just saying. And if you're in this room and you're loaded, you're fucking amazing. I could never do that. I could never do that. But welcome. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, right? Like, you can come here believing that you do not meet the requirement for membership, and you can still have earned your seat, right? So, like, thank you so much for letting me be uncomfortable and participate in my recovery, right? Because only when I do those things is recovery possible. Thank you.